What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
You've produced a long list of hit songs. Can you talk about a couple that bring back special memories?
I remember being at my father and mother's house, and my dad had this old electronic piano, and it had like strings, harps, organ sound, a mallet bell sound. I was going, I was playing these harps, and I thought to myself, no one has ever played harps on an R&B pop record. Not like that. People have played harps like Falling Down, and but no one's played it with a rhythmic sound. And I was like, I got something. And I ran downstairs, and I laid it down in the basement, in my little studio in the basement. And it went from there to a song called The Boy Is Mine. That became a number one record for over 13 weeks on all charts. Sold over 3 million singles. Won Grammys, you know. It became my first number one record. I remember a time when I was in London and I was hanging out with the Spice Girls, and they took me to like some club in London, and I remember hearing music that over there was different, and I said, what's that called? And they were like, it's called Two Step. I never forget, I got off the plane back home and I said, I'm going to bring this to America, this sound. And so I did this track, and when I tell you it was the worst track I probably ever did. And I had a session with Destiny's Child that day, and they came in the studio and they heard this track, and they were like, they didn't like it. And I was like, you guys are crazy, this is that new sound, it's two-step, no one knows, you guys do this, you're out of here. And they were like, we don't like it. I said, well, just do me a favor, record the song. Fast forward to the mix down of the song, I walked in and my engineer was mixing it, and I said, do me a favor, take all the music out and let me just hear the vocals. And I listened to their vocals, and I realized that I had a great song with the wrong music. And so I redid the whole track, and that song was called Say My Name. And I won my first R&B Song of the Year with that Grammy. You have to go in with an objective state of mind of don't be afraid to change something if it's wrong.
What is one of the craziest memories you've ever shared with an artist?
The person who probably got the most pranks out of me was probably Michael Jackson, because he was a prankster as well. Those are probably the funnest sessions I ever had in my whole career working with him. There's also another time where I never get, I had this blue convertible Bentley, and I called Michael up and I said, what are you doing? And he said, nothing. I said, come downstairs, I'm gonna pick you up. And this is in Manhattan. And he goes, let me call my security. I said, no. I said, it's you. Come outside. And he's like, what are you talking about? I said, yes, you can. Come outside. The guy came outside. He got in my car. I never forget, because there was a song by Eve and Blackstreet on the radio at the time, on Hot 97. And we turned it on. And I took him for a ride down all through Manhattan. And, you know, I wanted him to see, like, even though there was a couple people who kind of like passed out on the street because it was him, you know, in the convertible, but I wanted him to kind of feel like, you know, just feel like normal for that second. And he loved me for it. Like, he was just like, you know, at first he was scared, he was just like, somebody's gonna bum rush us, like, you know. But after, you know, we took that ride, he was loving it. We were in the car rocking, we had the music playing, and you know, he appreciated it.
What is it like when you see star quality in a young artist?
it's amazing when you work with young artists that are on the verge to become superstars. I remember bumping into Brandy at a restaurant and telling her I wanted to work with her. And next thing you know, I'm in a studio with her. Her record sales went from like 2 million to 14 million with the record that I produced on her. And even in seeing it now, like I got this young kid named Dylan Allen. He's young. He's like 13 years old, but he's not normal. Something special. You just, you know, every time I see him perform, it's like, wow. He's doing stuff that people don't learn until they're like 19 or 20. His showmanship is just on another level. And, you know, I love that feeling of when you say, they got it. They got it.
Hey, 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 hey. Good evening, good evening. Cousin Marcy, what it do, what it do. Good evening, King T. Lou. How are you?
Yay, yay. What it do, Queen? Cousin Mike, check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Glad to hear your voice. Hey, G. Lou.
Always a pleasure, always a pleasure. I was just fascinated by what Rodney Jenkins, a.k.a. the Dark Child, was saying about, excuse me, picking up Michael Jackson and giving him some sense of being normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that had to be so exhilarating for Michael to experience that. Like, dang, I don't have no bodyguards. I'm in his car with the drop top, you know, just rolling and enjoying the moment. You know what I'm saying? That probably was a priceless memory for Michael as well, to enjoy that moment. Yeah, because I felt that as he was, you know, talking about it. And I wasn't even in the drop top, but I felt it, you know. Like,
those
wow.
Those be the things, Queen, where we get to salute. I'm not going to go too far, but, yeah, those are the stories, like, that I live for. You know, you get to hear the tales of the ones that were there, and, like, this little incident might have sparked that whole album. You know, it's just amazing to me. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, I was very intrigued by that.
Right?
So, I guess kind of spilled the beans. That's who our guest is tonight, everybody who's listening. I want to shout out Straight Shooter. Everybody keep him in prayers. He did have a surgery. It was on IG, so I'm not telling his business. He put it on IG. So that's our family, and let's keep him in prayer. Straight Shooter. Hey, 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 hey.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm excited about our guest this who we're presenting, only if he could be our guest,
so
right?
Like, I know, right? Put it on out there. Put it in the air. Put it in the air. But people.
I went into a visual moment, our guest.
Right.
Okay.
That's how it happens. Right. That's how it happens. Like, when Jesus was like, we cooking stuff up, we have to, like, say it. You know, we're going to get there. Somebody going to hear something one day. One of these people going to be like, wait a minute. They was talking about me? You know, because some people,
they don't get
recognition. Yeah.
Or
people just,
they're forgotten.
They might not know. Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, especially if you're in the backgrounds, if you're not a researcher on music and, you know, all that, you don't know. You know, you just don't know. And I'll put my hand up in the air. I'm guilty of that at times. And being a Blog Talk Radio host with the G. Lou Show and everything is about music, basically, or people that has to do with music, I should do more research. So, guilty. But this is a good platform. I'm learning from the platform, and I accept it. I embrace it, and let's just go with it. You know what I'm saying? At all times.
That is so true. And while y'all getting in here, getting y'all popcorn and y'all sodas or y'all libations, you have made it back to another fabulous Flashback Fridays here with Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and Mr. G. Lou, our producer. And we would always like to take time just to thank our sponsors really quickly: BTP Media Group, Tui Cadillac, One World Magazine, Didi Harrison, Our Money Candles, the G. Lou After Hours Live, okay, which you can find at YouTube as well. If you want to get in on this, we're going to be partying tonight. You can call the studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. G. Lou will go ahead and bring you in. But, yeah, the Birthday Queens is here to present to you Rodney Jergensen queened some fun facts about the gentleman. You know, him and Brandy mesh so well. They're almost related like family, okay? His cousin is her child's father. And when she put out that, I think it was the second album, was when she just really just, I mean, she just took off to me. I mean, everything was just perfect. But yeah, the Michael Jacksons, Lady Gaga, you reminded me today.
Right.
Like, I had totally forgot. Like, oh my gosh.
Justin,
talent, you know?
Justin Bieber, and yeah, it's like, wow. Yeah, so, you know, salute to the Dark Child. I even like that moniker, the Dark Child, you know. Like, I wish I could ask him, where did that come from? How did you get that? But I guess it's in a novel, so maybe I would have to
Dark
get
Child.
That. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I had heard it before, but, yeah, that's a pretty cute name. I never, you know, in the industry, heard nobody call it Dark Child like that, but... And just shout out those producers. Shout out to DJ Maniac too, Proud of Our Sam, and our producer G Lou, because it's not an easy task. You gotta sit there, Queen, and put stuff together, like
absolutely.
Like, and then
that's like
you gotta.
Yeah.
How do you do that? You know.
When it's your passion, you just do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You just do it. And when, like I said, when it's your passion, you do it. You love what you're doing, and you perfect it. You know, it's just something you perfect, and you want to just keep on perfecting and perfecting and perfecting. And that's what producers they do. So yeah,
right.
And that's why DJ Maniac and G Lou work so well together with these albums, these EPs, LPs, singles.
Digital West, they got one coming up.
Absolutely, I was going to name Digital West as well. So, yeah. So, shout out to all the producers out there. Yeah, be careful who you pay to do something to, though.
What? And what happened? News? Wait, what? Wait, what did happen to the people? What happened,
oh, Jesus.
Queen?
Nothing, girl. We gonna move
you
right
said,
along.
What? Pay some waiting. See, now I gotta do my research. See, that's how I be doing stuff, people. I be nosy. Okay, be nosy.
Yeah, girl.
Oh my goodness. Lord
absolutely.
Have mercy. But shout out. I'm gonna let you take us there, Queen. But I was gonna tell you, Rodney Jerkins, born in 1977, Pleasantville, New Jersey. He is married. His spouse's name is Joy Enriquez. He does have a couple of albums out there. One of them is called The Dark Child Workout. He's worked for Epic Records, Bertelsmann Music Group, Capitol Music Group, Bungalow Records, and Universal Records. His parents, Sylvia Jerkins, Frederick Jerkins. That snippet that G Lou played earlier, Queen, you can find it on YouTube. I think I had already sent it to you, though, so... But if you want to check out the whole thing, there's some more funny stories that go along with that. But I'm ready when you are. We can get this right started with a piece.
Well, let's get it started with Brandy. Never Say Never.
That's right. We just going to transition
That's
into
our
these
intro.
Songs.
Absolutely.
Right. And get it going. So we'll be back, y'all. Check this out.
Tea time. Flashback.
Like red. has been thought to be one of God's most precious works. I guess that's how she had you fooled, because she was an angel in disguise. Hurt and pain could never come from her, so you left me only to find that hurt and pain involves her. But now you see your mistakes, and now you see your angel was a fake. But my love was never misplaced. Hey, baby, my love is true. And most importantly, girl, I love you.
What about all of us? Talk Time. B-Rocker. And we just won't stop her. You know her name. It's going down. And we gonna be around forever. B-Rocker.
We ain't playing.
Snippet.
It was on the song, but my crazy self was like, really like, oh, okay, girl.
Okay, girl.
That was pretty cool, though. Nice joints by Brandy. Brandy. Mm-hmm. Oh, Miss Brandy. you
Church
had some acquaintance with Brandy. Yes. I remember when you told me that, how you knew them. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my Church of Christ brothers and sisters. The whole family went to Avalon for a minute, but where she really got her start was at Southside Church of Christ. She was a little girl. But, yeah, fun times with the youth at Avalon Church of Christ.
Shout out to the Norwood.
Right.
You know, even her daughter is singing now as well. Her daughter has that album as well. So I haven't checked it out, but I did see her advertising it on Instagram.
Yeah,
so
And she sounds good, too. But Miss Brother Norwood, like, man, he going to teach you how to sing now because they all sing like that. And with them singing a cappella, you know, all their secular music, it has instruments, but there's a couple of albums you can catch her singing a cappella, and it sounds great.
Okay. Shout out to the Norwood family.
Mm-hmm.
Musically inclined. So what's happening? You said you had a trivia.
Oh, yes. I said I was going to be giving away candles. But on Angel in Disguise, there was a male singer featured on there as well, and I was wondering if anyone caught his voice. He did also work with Dark Child. He's coming up in the playlist. But the young man that was saying, "But I love you, baby," was none other than our main man, drumroll please, Joe.
Oh, okay.
And they sound great together. Yes.
Okay. I was like, I'm trying to see who it is. But okay, yeah, Joe.
Yeah, it was Joe. Mr. Mo and Mo. I don't know why my girls like that song. I don't even like that song. Anyway, Queen, I'm going to let you tell us where we going next, talking about Joe.
we're gonna go with wow, that, and this song became a hit. I don't want to be a player. No more.
They was lying, them lies. The girls believed it. The fools. No, I'm just playing. Fabulous flashback.
Hey,
right.
Hey.
You here with the Berkeley Queens?
Don't want to be a player.
Hey.
Hey,
that sounds so good.
Like a moving star, and I'm with the ladies all around me.
at the wee hours of the morning, getting beats from a lot of started. A true player never gets a chance to speak. No, all I need is one who's real down. Someone who's really down.
I'll be willing to make you scream. Set them down for whatever
He said, nah, nah, nah. Okay, sir. Well, all right. That's what they saying in the streets. Joe is so cute, though. So cute.
Yeah. He's an amazing artist as well.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is. Just giving me ideas, man. Joe got some. He got some heat. Radio just never seemed to give him that love that he needed, so I don't know. Chalk it up to the record company.
He got his fans, though. He definitely have fans. Hey, shout out to everyone who's listening to us, tapping in, vibing out with us. Go ahead and call in and give us a shout out at 914-803-4001. You got to press 1 to speak. Don't be shy. Call in and shout us out. Say hello.
Yeah.
Or something, you know. Well, we don't.
We get you right over here at Fabulous Friday with the Berkeley Queens and G. Lou.
Absolutely. And we're going to follow up, move on with our show with a queen that comes from a family of queens. When she hit the circuit, man, she hit the circuit. I remember she came on rocking that sassy, jazzy, short haircut. That was her signature for a very long time. So that would be no other than the beautiful Toni Braxton. We're going to bring it in with Breathe Again.
Child, breathe, girl. Please,
one of my favorites. That little waistline jean jacket, that little tank top, and that jazzy
right.
Toni Braxton.
Without the center of my life, and I can't get you out of my head. the mini mansions. The girls in the Aruba doing belly dancing. Spent half of my advancing, jaws from Branson, to make it through my circumstances. But you know I'm wiser now, move like Tyson now. Got a butter soft lever just to hide my pound. Got a house in the valley, come and find me now. Got enough dough to buy the town. So I might give a six to my chick, Benz to my mom's. Crib so big it look like the Pentagon. Give her a couch just to spill Henny on. And been a don since Lotto's and Benetton. Come on.
People say that I'm not the same girl. They say I think that I'm in my own world. What makes them think that I have changed? Yeah. A little talk and not erase my problems. Be like you, I have to try and solve them. Yes, everything is quite the same. Whoa, whoa.
I'm just trying to be me. Doing what I have to
do. What I gotta do.
Being the thing that I
am. Just
sitting on top of the world.
Minister, or didn't he become something?
He became everything. These fools become. Yeah, he did. He did.
Hey. I got a few announcements I wanted to put out there. Tomorrow is Saturday. We know it's the weekend, and we have to remind everybody to go get their blessing for the free food giveaway by Incident Angels. That's located at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. the line starts at 12:30 p.m. So pass that information on and, you know, go get your blessings or give it to someone else to be blessed. It's a lot of hard times. People are falling on hard times now. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Just go get that blessing. Soul Travels, ElliaDelgado.intel.travel.com. Check her out as well. She's becoming a dope agent, so check her out. Her business line is 808-769-2964. You can ask for Ms. Delgado. Also, Luxury Press Nails by Nisha, located in North Las Vegas. Custom nails, press-on nails, the same amount, the same products that the nail shop use for a pricey price. You can get them, get the same products for a reasonable price by making contact with Luxury Press by Nisha on Instagram. And let's not forget Normani Candles. Mm-hmm. Normani Candles on IG as well. Follow them. Check out their candles, new scents at normanicandles.com. Please check them out. That's one of our sponsors as well. Poison Ink Tattoos, 6693 Downey Avenue. That's in Long Beach, California. Ask for Mr. Poison. You can follow Mr. Poison on IG. And the spelling of that is P-O-Z-I-O-N. You can book in advance for a $50 deposit at 323-639-9747. Also, if you're in need of a car, used car, good quality used car, low mileage, contact the Lot Auto Sales at 538 East PCH in Long Beach, California. 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m. and Sunday by appointment only. It's best to call that number, 562-591-5909, to make that appointment. Risky Accessories, check her IG page out for all of her bracelets, T-shirts, bags. There's a lot of things that she's making. They're all custom made, so check her out on IG. August the 6th at 8 o'clock p.m., Beach City Riders present an annual picnic at El Dorado Park on East Bay Payside at 7550 East Spring in Long Beach. It's family-friendly, free food. All car and motorcycle clubs are welcome. Follow Beach_City_Riders, RIDERZ, as in zebra, _CC. And also follow Beach City Tone for further information. But that is coming up August the 6th, which is in about 2 weeks, I believe. So that's something that you definitely want to attend if you're into riders and motorcycles. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, and check out all the contents that he has on there, the after hours and other contents as well. So check them out. The After Hours Oldies Rule Forever on Sundays, that's the show that you really want to check out because that's the laid-back blue room. So check them out with Queen A. Love. Also, check out BTP Media YouTube channel, The Hood Postman, and The Patio Politics. Every Tuesday, they're dropping a new conversation, and they have conversations about any and everything, no filter. So subscribe to that YouTube channel, The Patio Politics, absolutely. And also Writer for Life Films and G-Connect, Seti Nash and the Incredible Javier and Righteous by Faith. Follow all those YouTube channels. And Kenya Ware Films on IG. Check out Ms. Kenya Ware on her IG channel. Shout out to Two Souls. Follow her on IG as well. And also we need to talk about Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Show that airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as a co-host. That would be Mr. Lavish and Lou Lavish, I'm sorry, and Mr. Melody. Studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM West Coast. 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 o'clock p.m. So, yeah. And, oh, West of Heaven Hair Salon is looking for a new stylist and braider license. And You don't have to come with a pretty cool resume. You can contact her at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107. It's the location you can go to, and that's in Culver City. And also visit the website, westofheaven.com. And those are my short announcements for our Flashback Friday.
Thank you, Queen. I always send that good word out there. And yes, it is nothing like a, what do you call that? When you use something, my mind just went so blank right now. But as far as the nails, yes, they are all that. Okay, so please check that out when you can, people.
And you know what else? This has nothing to do with announcements. I've seen maybe two or three posts where people say that you shouldn't use the word humble, that you should look up the true definition of the word humble, and you should not use it. So that's all I wanted to say. I'm not going to even speak any further into that because, for me, I use the word humble a lot. But, yeah, it's been said several times. I've seen it on three different posts, like, you better be careful using the word humble. You don't want to use the word humble. So if anybody have anything that they want to add to that and have an opinion on it, please feel free to check in at 914-803-4001. Press 1. If you don't tap in tonight with it, you can tap in on Sunday with it. I just want to see anybody else have an opinion. Yeah. The word
it's for
humble.
The free. Yeah, that's a good, like, debate. Like, what?
Absolutely.
Like, what's going on? See, that kind of thing reminds me of, see, that'll send my head into a whole nother tailspin of, for those of us who've seen the movie Precious, I only watched it one good time. I promise y'all that I can't watch that again.
Yeah.
But remember when she was with Mariah Carey and she told her, well, since she got your fucking degree and you know every fucking thing, that's what that gives me vibes of. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like,
yeah, like taken back by it. I was like, ooh, that's a word I use all the time. Absolutely. So
it's nothing
yeah,
like to talk
so,
about it though. This is the age, like
yeah.
talk about it. But where are we going, Queen?
Well,
oh, I gotta get my
do,
hat. Let me get my hat.
Say my name, and you rock my world. Then we're gonna come back for Marcy's Minute. How about that?
What? That's why I'm getting my hat, okay? Like Michael. Let's get it.
We gonna
came down
to
the stage.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
say
y'all.
My
let's
name.
Get it. Baby, I love you.
Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you, say baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
The other day, I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today, it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So pull yourself from me. I'm a girl that you claim. Why don't you say the same that you said to me yesterday?
I know you say that I haven't done the same.
I'm going down, that's the way it seems.
Someone else. This question, why? They feel you gotta lie. You got up in your game. That girl fine, man. Look at the, oh, she just too fine. She knows she fine, too.
She is banging.
Oh, she's off the hook.
She looks good.
Oh!
You're right.
I bet you can't nobody get that girl.
Chris, I can get her.
Can't get that girl. Mike, I guarantee you can't get that girl.
Watch me get that girl.
I bet you never, Neverland, you can't.
I can get her.
All right, come on in. Come on!
Watch.
Come on, 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 come on Bass.
Hi.
808. Jay.
Ready?
Let's go get 'em.
Come on. I used to run bass like Womp, yeah. Now I run the bass, hi-hat, and the snare. I used to bag girls like Turf and Bag. Now back beat.
Boy, you hurtin' that.
Brooklyn Bay, where they birth me at. Now be heavy with a nerve of rap. The audacity to have me with some curtains back. Me and B, she about to sing and stand back.
Baby, seem like everywhere I go, I see you. From your eyes, a smile, it's like I breathe.
Hey, now it's time for that Marcy Minute. Come on, come on, come on.
Come on, come on, come on. Woo-woo. Thank you so much, Queen. Thank you, everybody out there. Go ahead and get your refill on your cup. I'm going to just take about maybe 240 seconds of your time for Marcy's Minute. Pardon me, y'all, before I choke myself. So first up, we got a little bit of sad news. This is out of CBS Philadelphia. The son of famous local rapper turned podcaster Gilly the Kid was killed in a triple shooting in the city's Olney section Thursday night, police said. This shooting happened just before 8:30 p.m. near the intersection of Major Street and Nedro Avenue. When police got there, they found two shooting victims about a block away, including 25-year-old Devin Spady, who had been shot in the back. They took those two to Einstein Medical Center, where Spady was pronounced dead. Multiple people on the scene told police that the 25-year-old victim was YNG Cheese Gilly's son. Lil' cuz, usually when I talk to you, I got a lot to tell you. Tonight, the pain in my heart and tears spoke to you. I love you beyond life, Cheese. I got your father. Rest well. Gilly's cousin and podcast partner, Wallow, posted on Instagram. Gilly has also gone by the name Gilly the Kid. The two others hurt in the shooting, a 28-year-old man and a 31-year-old man, are both stable at Einstein. Police are still trying to track down who shot these three men and why. We haven't heard yet from Gilly himself. He's scheduled to host Gilly Fest next Saturday night at Franklin Musical Hall. It's a concert and comedy show in honor of his birthday. So that's pretty sad. Just going to send out our condolences to Gilly the Kid. If any of you all are podcast fans of theirs or rap his music. Moving right along, so in some good news, and we even got it for the LBC as well. Listen to this, y'all. Lamar Odom says, I'm starting a new biz for senior living. My grandma inspired me. Lamar Odom is expanding his business portfolio. His newest venture aims to find affordable living for seniors in California, something so important, guys. And he's crediting his grandmother with the assist. The former NBA star's manager tells TMZ Lamar is partnering with Regency Palms Senior Living in Oxnard and Long Beach to start Odom Senior Care, which provide affordable and luxurious care for seniors. Okay, they deserve that. We're told Lamar's inspiration is his 96-year-old grandmother, Florence, who now lives alone in the same Bronx apartment she's called home for a whopping 70 years. He decided to get into senior living biz as a way to help folks after running into some obstacles earlier this year while trying to find a home for grandma. The major issue Lamar sees with the current landscape, adequate senior living is just too expensive, and he's determined to change the status quo. He already has the two facilities in SoCal and plans to expand to reach his ultimate goal of providing seniors with pre-negotiated rates in 1,000 communities, an ambitious aim for sure, but one he hopes to achieve by year's end. So this move comes on the heels of Lamar successfully launching the Odom Recovery Group as well to help folks find sobriety. As for Florence, we're told Lamar's still working to find a new place for grandma, but he admits it's an uphill battle because she doesn't want to leave her home of 7 decades. So shout out to you, Lamar Odom. That's right, he's opening up a luxury senior care center living facility in Oxnard and Long Beach. Wow, that is awesome. Talking about pay it forward, we like to hear the positive news, not only the negative, here at the Fabulous Fridays. Queen Jilu, back to y'all.
You know, I had seen that about Lamar Odom. I was telling my daughter about it. I think that's pretty amazing that he's doing that.
Yes.
Inspired by his grandma, because you hear about people doing other things like investing money, in, but you don't hear too much about senior citizen homes. So that's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
The children of the seniors, we got to, you know, help them. You know, when you see your elders getting, you know, that age, you have to start thinking about those things. Some people, they'll just, you know, send them off to healthcare, but most people, they do want to stay in their own home. They don't want to leave it, you know. So I think that's good. It's probably nice. And, you know, we got to watch out for them when they do reach a certain age. Yeah, so that's awesome.
Absolutely.
The LBC, okay.
Yes, but I mean, you know, that's a beautiful place to have one as well.
Yeah.
In a great location as well, too. Yeah, shout out to DJ Maniac. Shout out to DJ Maniac.
Ooh, new job, new schedule, working hard. We ain't heard from him in 35,000 years, but that's okay. Where we at, Queen? We love you, DJ Maniac. We got your back. Work hard, work hard.
We're back with another Brandy Cut. Almost doesn't count. We're on the countdown as well. Well, I'll just talk about that after. Yeah, the song.
Talk about it, Queen. Oh, this is my one right here. Let's go, y'all.
Almost made you love me. Almost made you cry. Almost made you happy, babe. Didn't I? You almost had me thinking you were turned around. But everybody knows almost doesn't count. Almost heard you saying finally free. What was always missing for you, babe, you found it in me. But you can't get to heaven, half off the ground. Everybody knows almost doesn't count. I can't keep on loving you once put up.
I'm you would be in relationship.
So many men think that all a girl needs is to be so free, but I won't fall for it.
Don't be so dumb to think you gon' marry me. I got to be on my mind. I don't want to marry me. I've got enough
right now.
Y'all still there?
Borderline, girl. Borderline.
Girl. It's just like, they put you, her voice is just so like, oh my gosh. And you know she does all of her vocals. That's all her, those backgrounds, minus maybe a Ray J or two on some songs, but her voice alone is just so good. Yeah, the harmonies, all the, when you hear Brandy in the background and all that stuff, most of that is her. Yeah, she has background singers, but check her credits. Yep.
Okay, I did not know that. Okay, Brandy, amazing artist.
Yes, and Rodney, the great producer.
Yes, I see they mention him a lot in their music as the Dark Child. They mention him a lot. I was like, that's pretty dope. He has a beautiful family, too. I was looking at some of his pictures on IG. He has a beautiful family. He's a Christian man as well.
Yeah.
Seems to be a very humble man, so... Shout out to Rodney Jenkins.
When you hear that piano, that's that, again, in that interview where we heard the snippet earlier, but that piano that you hear all the time raised in a church, you know, so.
Absolutely, yeah. That sound.
I love it. That sound.
Brings you back.
I love it.
Yes, that sound
it does.
Brings you back. Like, you can hear it on the song, and it's like you could sit down. Regroup, reset, refocus, and this is where it all started for you. This is where you come from. So, absolutely. And speaking of that, I did not even know Revolution. I didn't even know he dealt with Kirk Franklin. So, yeah, he's touched a lot of lives.
Too. Yeah, the Clark sisters got some stuff with him. He is, Queen, before I forget, jeez Louise, I'm so apologetic. I did mean to say this when I did go into Mercy's Minute, but I was so happy about Lamar Odom. The music industry did lose a very prominent artist today. Jazz crooner Tony Bennett did pass away at the age of 96. So we just want to send our condolences out to his family. Lots of tributes pouring in for the iconic singer. Somebody check on our girl Lady Gaga because she loved that man. So we lost Tony.
I think it's such a blessing when you live to be in your 90s. I think that's just, you know, it is sad to go and family's going to miss him, but you got 96 years. That's like a salute, a blessing, a gift, you know, 90, just to hit 90. Like, look at your dad, 91, just a few days ago. And when I called him and I said, oh, what a blessing you are. He said, no, you're the blessing. No, you're the blessing. You know, 91 years, uncle. Like, wow. I truly, you know, and I think about my dad who's no longer here, who died at a younger age. And I was like, wow, 91 years.
Thank you for that. We got to keep them alive. Yeah, we got to keep them alive, just like you said, when you called them. And I just appreciate, again, everybody that gave him a shout-out, whether it was online or here on the air. Thank you, G-Lu fam. Just appreciative, because I send him those, and he might want to send books in return. You know what I mean? Like, we got to keep them going. So I just pray to keep going as long as he did. I done told myself I started a new diet and everything. Okay, got the vitamins cracking, the doctor on that.
I mean, 96 years, we hear about other people making to 100, 101. That's definitely a gift, and they are to be celebrated, not mourned, you know. That's definitely a celebration, and just pray that we get to see those ages. So, yes. So, absolutely.
More good times. Queen, that's what keeps us going. I truly believe that, whether it be just
lots of laughter,
peace. Lots of love, yes, the peace, the aura, the vibe, like you say, the manifestations. We do use the word humble around here, so, and I'm just thankful for my time that I be spending here with you all, especially. Well, of course, everybody knows, especially you, kiss, kiss, hug, hug. But even the listeners, I'm thankful still. So, yeah.
Yes.
I'll be quiet.
Well, with that being said, we're going to move right along. We're winding on down. So we got this beautiful song by Michael Jackson, Invincible. That's one of my favorites as well. And then we'll end it with Revolution by Kirk Franklin. What a way to end the show, though.
Yeah. It's a revolution. You better be on the right side. Be on the right side. Let's go, Mike.
book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say?
Come on.
A revolution.
That's it. I ain't got nothing else to say.
Well, I'm gonna say this. It was great show. Shout out to the Dark Child, and shout out to you, G. Lou, for being in the background doing what you amazingly do. Shout out to our listeners, everybody who tuned in. Thank you for vibing out with us again. Shout out to you, Queen Cousin Marcy. And hey, y'all,
anytime,
it's the weekend.
Queen. Amen.
It is
Let's
the weekend. Yes, tomorrow is Saturday. So I hope you guys bring in your Saturday with a prayer, peace. No one can be at peace unless he has his freedom. Many people that don't have the freedom to vote are still at peace. They still live peacefully despite not being completely free. That is a quote from Malcolm X. So stay at peace. You know, peace is everything. Stay in your own lane. Stay focused on you. Don't try to change nobody else. You know, just pray for those that you feel that, hey, you shouldn't. Just pray for them. Don't tell nobody what they shouldn't be doing, because especially grown folks, they're not trying to hear it. So just pray for them, you know. But most of all, be at peace. My life is so peaceful now, and I thank God that I have the peace that I have now, because I couldn't say this last year around this time. I couldn't say that 3 years ago around this time, that I have the peace in my life that I have now, and that's because I keep God first, and I stay prayed up, and I stay away from the boogeyman and the boogeywoman. I stay away from the dark people. I keep myself enlightened, and I deal with people who are enlightened and our frequencies are matching. That's it, and that's all. So with that being said, peace and love to everybody. Have an amazing weekend. We love you, and we thank you. Ashe. Good night.
Peace, love, and Ashe.